It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. The 2025 NFL Draft continues on in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. No, Shedeur Sanders hasn't been drafted yet. That didn't happen. We did have a Sanders get drafted. No, it's not one of Deion's sons. TJ Sanders. He was drafted by the Buffalo Bills. He had a defensive lineman out of South Carolina. Good for him. We also had a quarterback drafted above Shedeur. Tyler Shuck, the man out of Louisville? Yeah, him. Did you see him play? Probably not. Tyler Shuck is going to the New Orleans Saints to do what? Just take up space? I don't know. Battle it out with Spencer Rattler for supremacy in Louisiana while Derek Carr nurses a shoulder issue? I don't know. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on some of the selections here in the second round of the NFL draft, where Will Johnson is still available, cornerback out of Michigan. Shedeur Sanders is certainly still available. The Chicago Bears get more wide receiver help, more receiving help for Caleb Williams. Luther Burden III out of Mizzou. He's going to be on that line as well. Coming off that line of scrimmage, Colston Loveland. Good for him. Anyway, I'll give you an update on what the New York Jets just did, the 49ers. The Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. We'll be hanging out with you for two more hours. We get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to Art Stapleton for joining us earlier in the show to talk about the New York Giants, who got a quarterback in Jackson Dart, also got themselves a quarterback wrecker in Abdul Carter. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that. Here's the number, people. You ready? You ready? You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. We know that football is a rough and rugged sport. Apparently, the Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic, they're having themselves a rough and rugged game. If the Orlando Magic can't beat the Celtics on the court with basketball, they're going to try to beat the living hell out of them. I'll give you an update on that in a second. Here's an update when it comes to the NFL draft. The New York Jets, they go out and get a tight end. There was a thought that they would take a tight end earlier in the draft. That's not what they did with their first round selection. The New York Jets yesterday, they said, let's go to Missouri as well. Armand Membu, who is expected to play right tackle. I'm sure the Jets will start him off there at right tackle. But today, just a few minutes ago here in the second round, the New York Jets got that tight end a lot of people thought that they would get. They went all the way down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They get Mason Taylor. Now, Hickey, stop me if I start getting in the way of a lawsuit, okay? Mason Taylor is the son of Jason Taylor, who used to destroy the New York Jets for the Miami Dolphins. Mason Taylor's aunt, Hickey, is Joy Taylor from Fox, right? And that is works?
That is correct.
Okay, all right. And she was in the, well, you saw she was in the news again, right? Yesterday?
No.
Okay. No. It's, oh, okay.
Should I do some research myself?
Yes.
Oh, I saw some other news from Fox yesterday.
No,
maybe
no.
Not that.
What happened over there with those guys?
Well, there's an allegation against a
old one
with Shannon Sharpe that has come to light. Let's just say,
you know what, Hickey? This is not, I talked about the juice being worth the squeeze earlier. I don't need no smoke. Well, anyway, there were allegations against Joy Taylor and harassment and what have you, and she's just back. She's doing a podcast and she's being very open about her life. That's it. If you were interested in finding out, just go ahead and Google it. She's just being very very open about her life. Good for her. Not me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you we also got some basketball going on this minute, this second. Jason Tatum is playing basketball. Unfortunately, his partner, Jaylen Brown. They're trying to beat the living hell out of this guy. Hickey, did they? Greg Anthony's son. I'm such a jerk.
Cole.
Just, so Hickey, I've watched more of his dad than I've watched to him. His dad played longer at this point, okay?
And, you know, that's fair. He was good at North Carolina for a little bit. Not so much.
You're talking about the son.
I'm saying, I mean, Cole Anthony hasn't had exactly a great or memorable NBA career.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the dad from UNLV and the Knicks. And damn, I think his dad played in Vancouver as well.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, what a world. They send his dad up there. He was traded for Doc Rivers at some point. Nah, mixing up my Knick point guards. No, I think that was accurate. Hey, either way, right now, the Boston Celtics are trying to put Orlando in an 0-3 deficit. The Magic lead 38-36 down in Orlando. Typically, the role players will play better at home. Tatum, in his return, he has 13 points. And Jaylen Brown, he has 4 points after being tossed to the ground. Look, ain't nobody expecting the Magic to win. The Magic don't believe they're going to win this series. I don't want to say this is a waste of time. This is just a warm-up. Boston Celtics, if they should be so lucky, just streak on down to the NBA Finals. What would it be? Is it 12 wins they need, Hickey? Is it 12? No, more than that. They play 4 rounds now. It's 16? Damn.
Yeah, 16 wins to win it all. They got 2 already.
What a waste. What?
No, I just like your matter-of-factness.
Nah, it's a waste. Like, I get it. We doing 4 games. I liked it better when you just had 3 games in the first round. Why we need 4 games for? For what? For what? A bum-ass team. If Boston wins tonight, the series is over. We don't need one extra stinking game just so they could throw some crap on TV. Just a waste, man. And so we'll see if the Boston Celtics can come back and beat Orlando. It's early. It's 40-38 right now. We got another basketball game because it's that time of the year. Oh, boy, what the heck? Yep, Hickey, nope. No Shador to Dallas Cowboys.
I was holding my breath a little bit just because it's Jerry Jones of you never know. Yeah. But he actually made he didn't go with the sexy, dramatic pick that would have shaken up the entire NFL world.
Yeah, good for, I got to learn how to say his name. I know what he did. He played for Boston College. He had like 16 and a half sacks last year. Donovan Ezeiruaku from Boston College. Oh, Hickey, that's Jonathan Taylor. He's an active player. What the hell is he doing up there?
JT. He's a Wisconsin guy, a legend.
Oh, that's why he's there. That's right.
Honor the city and the state that's hosting.
It took a while. I mean, all the hype for him out of Wisconsin, he didn't hit his fat. Why didn't he hit his? Was it the injuries? Was it the Colts and that? Why didn't it just hit out the gate?
I mean, he did it. He was an all-pro, and he hit out the gate. Well, they also didn't start him right away, which is a mistake.
Yes, right. That's correct. They didn't.
That was bizarre. Unfortunately, their starting running back hurt, so that did not last long. I don't know why they decided to take it slow with him, but injuries for him. Colts have had some offensive line issues, but when he's been out there, he's been productive. And also, it doesn't help that most of the time the quarterbacks that are out there stink. So teams are going to say, okay, let's just load up the box and try to cut him off. That's also part of it as well. But, yeah, I would say so far he's been pretty good. I think the tenure for Jonathan Taylor with the Colts has been positive.
Yeah, well, the Colts, they got another edge rusher. They got one last year. JT? Tui? Moluahu.
Nailed it.
No, I didn't. Loa? How do you say this guy's
JT
name?
JT Tui Moluahu.
Moluahu?
Moluahu.
Moluahu. Okay. No, I didn't nail it. I was far away. They got another edge rusher, huh? How did Latu do last year, Hickey? How did he do? Did he play?
He played. Now, was he visible on the field? That's a different question. I would say not as much as I thought he was going to be.
So what did they do? They rotated him in and said, go get the quarterback. They didn't trust him enough?
Correct. And he had a little bit of an injury issue. He had some consistency issues as well.
Those were the issues with him coming out of college.
Yep.
And so what does this say when they got to go ahead and draft another guy?
I think it also says in a larger part in Chris Ballard's tenure, because they've tried a lot of defensive ends in, you know, first round, second round, third round, and they cycle through them a lot. The development has not been very good.
Why don't we, what's Dwight Freeney? Can we get him back out there?
Robert Mathis used to, like, can we bring him around the building, please?
I'm sure Robert Mathis is still, you think he didn't lose it, right? He still looks like he's in shape?
Oh, definitely. That guy, I'm sure, if you put him on the bench, he could probably put up 300 pretty easily.
Yeah. Freeney, I want to say he probably, he's indulging in the $5 that they got on Wendy's right now, probably, right? What? I'm guessing. He was a little.
You think he's a Wendy's guy with all that money and fame and success? No disrespect to the great chain of Wendy's, but like.
Did he smack somebody at a restaurant? Was that him?
No. Dwight Freeney? This is like, I'm not aware of. Who are you thinking of?
Who smacked somebody at a restaurant in L.A.? It was him.
No. The one, are you talking like the viral video from a few years ago?
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't it?
No. No, that was, who was it?
That was the Indianapolis Colt, wasn't it?
No, that was a current play. Oh, no. It was a, oh, my God.
No, it was a retired dude.
It was. You're right. It was not Dwight Freeney.
Who did that?
He got arrested. It was like they're all in white.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Patriots great, Willie McGinnis did it.
That's, yes. Not Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney's innocent.
There's a reason why these guys go out and they eat in these private rooms, okay? Willie McGinnis getting in a fight. What was it, Saturday? He played on that bum team. DeMar DeRozan. This guy's eating sushi. He didn't even order his food, and some idiot is sticking a camera in his face. Hickey, new law. If you stick a camera and a light in somebody's face, this probably eliminate a lot of the paparazzi jobs. You should be allowed to punch that person's lights out.
I could not agree more. I give DeMar DeRozan a lot of credit. I mean,
you give him credit. Didn't he lay into that guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He did. Because I think people are afraid of him. I can't touch him because, like, I don't want to be painted as a bad guy. Oh, man, an athlete beats up fan.
Who wants to get beat up by a guy six? How big is DeRozan? 6'5", 6'6"? A 240? Who cares? Who wants to get beat up by somebody that big?
I agree. I wouldn't, which is why I'd never put a phone with a light on in somebody's face and be like, oh, big fan.
You got to be a complete dumb. You can't even say he's looking for a payday because there is not one coming. Oh,
did you see how he ended up?
That guy?
Fan,
no.
On his back, legs in the air. That's, I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
I don't know.
Does he be in a fight, that's bad.
Does he have some type of mental issue? Is he okay?
I don't know. Yeah. Clearly not. I mean, if you think this is a good idea, let me throw a phone in someone's face. I clearly is something not well here.
Yeah, something is not well. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics are very well, now leading Orlando 50-44. What a quick turnaround that is. Speaking of turnarounds, we got a couple of other teams. Well, one of them trying to make a turnaround. The Pacers and Bucks, they just got underway. The Bucks are trying to avoid an 0-3 hole. They were at home. I think out of all these series, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks were able to turn it on, and they got to pick up a victory. They cannot get swept by the Pacers. Doc Rivers, I mean, the way that coaches get fired, if they get swept, Doc will probably get the boot, which is crazy to me. Let's listen very carefully if Doc Rivers had had some tea, a throat lozenge. This is Doc Rivers saying, yeah, we got to win the game at home.
I look at it as a long series. You know, we haven't played a home game. Yeah, so it's almost like we're 2-8, and someone said, you know, no one makes the playoffs when they're 2-8, but, you know, it's the same thing to me, right? We have to go home and take care of business.
Yeah, we got to go home and take care of business. A little more than an hour from now, we'll see the Los Angeles Lakers in Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves. Their series is tied at one game apiece. 40-year-old LeBron James is kind of busted up. He is still out there performing and playing. LeBron James says, man, our offense, me and Luka and Reeves and other bums that we play with, we can all get better.
We can still be better offensively. You know, I thought at times we were very sharp, but at times, you know, we weren't. And I think, you know, we could do a better job on the offensive end, but we're going to continue to get better, continue to watch the film, see ways we can, you know, kind of break down the defense and continue to get good looks.
Yeah, the Timberwolves were held to about, what, 85 points, 84 points in the last game. Anthony Edwards, he's like, we got to get better. I wonder if he dropped any expletives here because he doesn't know how to talk without cursing. Listen.
I will say we just can't let him get off to a fast start. I feel like that's the only thing with this team. They're looking forward to coming out and jumping on you early. You know what I'm saying? And as long as we hold them to not being down 18 points in the first quarter, we'll be all right.
Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, that game gets going in a little bit more than an hour. We got another tight end off the board, Terrence Ferguson. I know how to say that name. Out of Oregon. He's joining the Los Angeles Rams, who are just trying to go for broke here and getting their hands on another championship. Meanwhile, the Arizona Cardinals, they are on the board looking for a full year of health from Kyler Murray. I say good luck with that one. Arizona Cardinals are on the board. Will Johnson still available? Shedeur Sanders still available? He ain't going to the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see what the Cardinals do. The Raiders are up. The Bengals, the Seahawks, the Broncos, the Titans again, the Bucks, the Packers. We're going to talk some more NFL draft on the other side. And then I do want to talk about all these tight ends moving around. I want to look at what the Falcons did yesterday. A lot of talk about getting rid of a first rounder to get Pierce this year. We'll get into it here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. As someone who's just been sitting and waiting to be drafted, he has been drafted. And no, it's not Shedeur. At number 47 overall, the Arizona Cardinals, they go ahead and select Will Johnson, cornerback out of Michigan. Is it his shoulder? Is it his foot? Is it his knee? He had to wait until the second round, almost midway, just about midway through the second round to get drafted. So Will Johnson is going to join a defensive backs crew, ultimately led by a Buda Baker. He's making the most money back there. You also have Sean Murphy bunting. They got a chance. Will Johnson is going to have a chance out here to start at corner. Arizona Cardinals, I'm sorry, they're one of these teams that every time I look at them, they're just as average and average, as basic could be. Nothing exciting. The Cards are just one of these teams to me that just exist.
What's frustrating is I think they can be exciting if Kyler Murray was all in, lived up to the potential, I would say lived up to the hype maybe that we thought he could be in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's just kind of average, I think you look at the whole team differently of just like, you just don't look at him seriously.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like they're either getting penalties or they're not playing defense. They're middling. And I don't know, maybe a lot of that has to do with the playing style of Kyler Murray. Like, hey, I'm going to shoot you into the game, or I'm going to have a big play at the end of the game to win. I'm going to keep you on the edge of your seats. Watching the Cardinals, I don't know how their fans do it. It's just one big roller coaster ride every single week. Let's see what Will Johnson does to help them out on defense. Someone who is expected to be a first-round pick. He also has slid here into the second round. Arante Ursay. Ursary. Yeah. Ursary. How the hell you say it? Offensive tackle coming out of Minnesota. He's going to the Houston Texans to try to help out a C.J. Stroud. Right now at pick number 49, the Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Cameron is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, I just don't know how Shedeur has not been drafted yet. Like, I thought he was going to the Saints at 9. I still don't know how he hasn't been drafted yet. I'm not sure that people see the same things that us college fans see. But Shedeur, when he threw the game winner against Baylor, I said, yeah, he's going to the NFL. He's going to be a great player. And then one thing that I don't understand either is why don't a team draft him and sit him behind someone like Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers and let him sit for a year if you don't think he's that good enough. Because when I watch him on tape, I just don't know. I just don't see how. If he had a good offensive line, I guarantee you his stats would be way better. But I don't understand how he hasn't been drafted yet and how someone don't understand the process of,
okay. Well, apparently, Cameron, somebody is eventually going to draft him, and he is going to sit behind somebody. And that is certainly going to be the case at this point. We see that the New Orleans Saints, they had a chance to take a QB. They wanted a QB. It's just not Shedeur Sanders. At pick number 40, they decided to go ahead and draft a Tyler Shuck. I mean, it's not, and we don't know, and I don't know. I can't speak for all 32 teams, but we do know it's not always about football. And I think that there may be some non-football reasons as to why he hasn't been drafted yet.
I'm a person, if I can dish something out, I can also come back and say, yeah, that is true. Because Shedeur does give off kind of like, oh, if he throws a bad pass, he doesn't seem like a player that's going to say, oh, you know what, next drive, we'll get it right. He seems like the player who's going to blame the receiver. And that's what I can take when I say things about Shedeur Sanders. I can also give you his flaws and what he does do bad and the things that I do see. But I just don't understand it. I just don't see why it's taking this long, or I just don't see it. And I don't see how the Saints took Tyler Shuck ahead of him. Like that just makes no sense to me.
Well, we'll find out. Well, I guess we won't find out. But we'll word tends to leak. And thank you, Cameron, for calling from California. We know GMs, presidents, everybody's so secretive. They're not going to talk about a dude who they did not take. They're only going to talk about the guys that they have on their roster. And so whoever brings in Shedeur, I mean, I can already write the script about what they're going to say. Hey, I can't speak to why, you know, he fell down and what have you, but we saw an opportunity to bring in another quarterback who has good skills. And so we want to bring him into our quarterback room and see what we can do. Well, why didn't you take him earlier in the draft? Well, we had other needs that we wanted to prioritize, but when we got to our next pick, we saw Shedeur there. And we wanted to bring him in because we believe in his talent, and we'll see him go from there. Done. We're not going to get no answers. Come on. We already got, 30-plus days of him being knocked down and kind of kicked around and in every way possible? We're not going to get an answer. I mean, we kind of know what it is already. It's about his reputation. It's about his last name. What else is there to surmise? There's nothing else. It's like, hey, do we want to bring him in not knowing what else comes with it? And by the way, Hickey, I don't know if you saw, I didn't see Shedeur, but I did see I did see Deion sitting there, I believe, with his daughter at the same facility in Texas outside of Dallas. I think I did see them at the same place. Deion was sitting on a couch, you know, and they're just waiting like everybody else. Did you see that clip?
No, I have not. So the structure has stayed in place for day two, huh?
They still got a stream. They got this stream going on. Yeah, they got a stream. It looks like Zoom. It looks like a crappy Zoom, Hickey. Very crappy. Very pixelated. And Deion was just sitting out there, you know, sitting on the couch. There was a Bible verse behind them. He's sitting on the couch with his daughter. There was nobody else there. And you saw a swimming pool in the back. So. Nothing wrong with that. 2 days to party. I guess you got to look at the bright side, huh?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And maybe you got a probably not a good return on investment because now you're probably paying a lot more than you expected.
Do they got to worry about money? No.
No, you're right. No, they do not.
Hickey, what I should do, and I'm not going to get anything. One of my buddies is friends with his sister. I should ask him he might be out there in Dallas. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not getting no information, so. What else is there? Hey, what's the vibe? What's going on out there in Dallas? He's like, man, I'm out here taking photos. Leave me alone, JR. Taking pictures of, I can't remember the DeAndrea, I think her name is. That would make sense, right? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would. Jeez.
Yeah, that is her name. Yeah.
That's.
DeAndrea Sanders. She just had a baby. My friend takes her. He's like the family photographer for her. DeAndrea Sanders, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, she had a child with a musician here in Atlanta, Hickey.
DeAndrea. I don't know if I'd like that if I was a girl, but hey.
DeAndrea, you don't want to be named following your dad? If you're a woman?
I would probably say no.
So if your dad's name was Sam, you wouldn't want to be Samantha.
That's more plausible. I thought you were going to say Samandrea.
Samandrea, yeah. Hey, what are you going to do, Hickey?
Teach their own, I guess, you know?
God rest his soul, but didn't George Foreman name all his kids George? Kind
of,
sort
of. Yeah, that's. I would not want to be a part of that.
Yeah, let's see. Let's name all of George Foreman's kids. Let's see.
I'd also not want to be the dad responsible for naming my kids that and having them have to deal with that the rest of their life. That feels cruel.
Here we go. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Freda Foreman. Not named George.
Mm-hmm.
Georgetta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just name. Oh, damn. This man. How many kids did George? This is a big. Oh, my God. Freda. George Foreman III. Georgetta. George Foreman VI.
Is skip about over the fifth?
Yeah, I'm just going by what I see. Isabella Brenda Lilja Foreman, Leola Foreman, George Foreman V.
Oh my God.
George Foreman IV. Natalie Foreman, Michi Foreman, Courtney Isaac Foreman, and George Foreman Jr. So there you have it. I don't know how many George. I don't know how many George is that. What do you? And you in the house? What do you call it? G4? Come over here.
Oh, that's actually a pretty sweet nickname.
G4, G5,
G6, G squared.
How many? Oh my good Lord, have mercy. George Foreman had 12 children.
Wow.
5 sons and 7 daughters. His sons are all named George Edward Foreman. He also adopted 2 daughters, Isabella and Courtney. Yeah.
So you have in one family Lil Georgina and Courtney.
Yeah, you do. Georgetta.
Georgetta.
If Frida has passed away, God rest her soul as well. You get those Ryans ready, okay?
You're not going to name your daughter, what would it be, J.R.? J.R.?
No, sir.
No?
No.
J.R. Jr.? Oh, that actually be funny. Junior, Junior, J.R. Jr.?
Junior, Junior? No, thank you.
No? Double J?
No. Double J? No, thank you. No. I'll be dignified enough to a step away from the naming of the daughter, okay? Don't need that one. Wow. Congratulations, George. Well, no, he's not here. God rest his soul. What am I doing, Nikki? The terrible radio host I am. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. He was a great interview. One of the best people I ever spoke to, by the way. Very nice guy. I'm going to miss him. Anyway, NFL draft is going on. Hickey, why are we talking about this? Is there some NFL player? Oh, Dion. Yes.
Yes, and then DeAndrea.
DeAndrea.
DeAndrea. Excuse me. DeAndrea.
DeAndrea. Yes. Okay. We come back, we'll look at the names of all of Antonio Cromartie's kids. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The second round of the NFL draft, it continues on. Green Bay Packers are currently on the clock here. Kind of since we went to break, Nick Skorton out of Texas A&M, teammate on the opposite side of Shamar Stewart. He just went to the Carolina Panthers. I think he originally played at Purdue. I think I remember seeing him there. Tennessee Titans. They get an edge rusher themselves out of UCLA. Oluwafemi Oladejo goes to Tennessee. Benjamin Morrison, cornerback out of Notre Dame. He is going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And right now the Green Bay Packers, who decided to go wide receiver yesterday. Hickey, it's pretty hilarious. They actually listened to Josh Jacobs, who publicly complained about not having a number one wide receiver. That's exactly what they went ahead and did yesterday. Real interested to see what they get ready to do minutes from now, or right now, actually.
I actually forgot about those comments. They did not enter my brain yesterday. That's funny. You're right.
Yeah, like how often do you have a the guy's been on a team for 1 year. Josh Jacobs obviously played the majority of his career with the Raiders. He comes over 1 year and looks at the guys all get hurt, including Christian Watson at the end. And he's just like, we need a number one wide receiver. And it's like, damn, what type of clout do you have? You just got here. And they went ahead and got a Matthew Golden out of Texas. They really landed thick here, I guess, because it's another Green Bay pick in Wisconsin. Who's this delivering the pick? Who's this guy?
Jordy Nelson.
Whoa, he has hair?
He wasn't bald.
You know, I always confused him physically with Brett Gardner.
Oh, that now makes just two classic white guys right there.
Yeah, well, you know, Jordy always had the helmet on, right?
That's also true.
He no longer has muscles. He looks like he sells insurance.
He does look pretty like a common man. You're right.
He's like a normal guy. Like Roger Goodell could tackle him right about now. Huh?
I don't know. Roger Goodell looks short even compared to Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, a little bit. Here we go. Come on, kid. Read the card. Here we go. What do we got here? Come on. How many kids does it take to read a card, Hickey?
Should we start questioning America's education system?
Well, Anthony Belton, offensive tackle out of NC State. Whoop-de-freaking-do. So that's not exciting. Is that a serious question?
Well, no.
Where do we rank when it comes to education in the States now? I don't know. We like 15th in the world?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea, and I probably don't really want to know.
You know, Hickey, I do.
For the future, I don't know.
I do know. We're the wealthiest nation, right? How about that? We're the wealthiest nation. Our education is in the teens. Yeah.
That's not good.
How does that make? How do the two of those things fit together?
I don't know. Maybe that's why we had a longer time of hearing Anthony Belton's name. So your reading comprehension is not as strong as it should be.
Kids couldn't read Anthony Belton?
These kids had to be 10 years old. They're on a stage in front of thousands of people on national TV, just roasting them. Kids, welcome to the adult world where nothing's off limits.
Yeah, that's why I might as well get them now. They don't hear me. I'm not picking on the kids. I'm just being a jerk in a job.
Oh, man.
Hey, good for the kids. Hey, you know what? Let's listen to Brian Gutekunst. Yesterday, everybody made a joke about the Green Bay Packers actually getting a wide receiver. Yeah, listen to this.
I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced. So it is what it is. No, I don't know. I didn't think about any of that until he got up there, and then you kind of saw, you know, you saw the crowd. They're all Green Bay fans. You know, you heard the chants and all that kind of stuff. And it was just really cool. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't even think anything like that. We were watching the board. We had a couple players we were discussing. There were trade opportunities, things like that. So you're going through all that and just trying to do what's right for the Packers. So none of that really came before me like that. But afterwards it did. It was just kind of like, wow, that's pretty neat.
This is a team that won 11 games last year. I got no hope, and this is not to be overly negative. I just don't feel strongly about the Green Bay Packers because of Jordan Love. Like, I know how much they're paying him, but he has to stay healthy throughout a complete season. I don't trust that he'll do that. He has to be great all the way through the season. He has to be like a top five quarterback for the entire year for me to even give the Green Bay Packers a look.
That's fair, and I do wonder, like, I think part of it's him. I do wonder part of it, like, when you don't have a reliable option, whether it's just guys not consistently getting open or not consistently being healthy, I think that does have an impact on how you play. Not trying to make excuses for him, because I think he definitely disappointed last year and was, I mean, in that Eagles playoff game, just like absolutely lost against that defense. But I think there is something to, like, if there's no reliable receiver, there's no one you sit back there and trust. Like,
he has reliable he has and has had reliable receivers. They're just not named Justin Jefferson and, you know, Jamar Chase and what have, and I'm of course I just gave you the top two receivers. These guys are not shabby. You know, I'm expecting somebody with his talent, but these guys are capable. Would you disagree with me? Aren't they capable of being Pro Bowl wide receivers? I'm not saying every single year, but they could pop up and be in a Pro Bowl.
I like Jaden Reed. I thought they didn't get him the ball enough last year.
Watson, too? No, not Watson.
He's just not healthy enough. Like, he has explosive speed. It could beat you deep, but it's like, I feel like anytime he gets like a big game, it's like the next day he like pops a hamstring or his quad's hurting or like there's an ankle injury. Like, he does not play enough for me to actually look at him and say, okay, that could be a Pro Bowl kind of player.
I just think there comes a point in time where if you are the quarterback and you are the guy, then you got to deliver. I mean, they're not asking him to go out there to work with a couple of paint cans. Like, he's done the job. They've been good. They are 11-6 last year. They just don't scare me. And then when you think about the division that they play in right now, the NFC North, the Chicago Bears getting help on the line, drafting offensive weapons for Caleb. Like, I'd be going into next season, just outside of Caleb Williams, we don't know what he's going to do and how's Ben Johnson going to take over. I feel more confident in the talent on the roster of the Chicago Bears than I do here of the Packers. I mean, I guess if anybody wants to look at anything, the Minnesota Vikings will take a step back. I think reasonably so. It's just too much of a dogfight. And where you would say, oh, my God, the Packers, they should take command. They have more continuity. I don't feel comfortable in that because I don't even trust Jordan Love, to be honest, that he's not going to have a foot or a hamstring or a shoulder or something that gets him down for a couple of games. Let's see how he advances. This is going to be, what, season number 3 of him? Really, as a full-time, there's still plenty of time for him to develop. I'm just not all that enamored with the Green Bay Packers. And then, of course, we still have Detroit in the mix as well. Trey Harris, wide receiver out of Ole Miss. He ends up going to the Chargers. Hickey, can we retire? What's that bum who always drops the passes out of TCU? Is it
Quentin Johnston?
Yeah, that bum, man. What a guy.
He is not loved by maybe anybody.
He's not loved by anybody.
He dropped a lot of passes last year.
He got drafted because his team went to a stupid college football championship game and got waxed, okay? That's why.
He was good at, and now talking about, again, guys who can't stay healthy, he was hurt a lot. He was good when he played. Like, he didn't have these drop issues, and all of a sudden he goes to L.A. and he can't catch a cold.
I don't know. Maybe he's indulging in everything else in Los Angeles besides the football field. I don't know. He just stinks. The Chicago Bears are back on the clock here, followed by the Lions, the Raiders, the Ravens, the Broncos, the Commanders, the Bears, the Chiefs, the Eagles. Like, I'm looking at these teams here, Hickey. Bears ain't taking no QB. Would the Lions take Shador?
Uh-huh. I like where your head is at.
Would the Raiders take a Shador?
I think the Raiders are, I think they're more, way more likely than anyone right now, any team you mentioned.
Ravens are not touching him.
Mm-mm.
Broncos are not doing it.
No.
Washington ain't doing it.
Mm-mm.
Bears pick again. They ain't doing it. Kansas City Chiefs, they don't want the stress. They don't need to do it. See, these are two teams now that don't need the attention. Chiefs ain't doing it. Eagles aren't doing it. If the Raiders do not select Shador Sanders, Hickey, this kid might fall into the third round.
I agree. I think they're two picks away. I think he's two picks away from falling into round 3.
You know, the Raiders, they really, wow. They got Ashton Jeanty. Why not? Come on, Geno Smith, the minute that Geno sucks, they're going to just discard him and send him out. You know, they're going to say, hey, go gamble on and strip with all the money that we gave you. Like, Geno is, oh, who's that? Oh, that's funny. It's Seth Rollins in WWE. I was like, who's the guy? And he looks like, I don't know, what's the other guy? Liberace. That's what he's dressed like. Yeah, he got all these sequins on and stuff.
He looks good.
Yeah, he'll beat your ass, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he looks pretty jacked.
You want that suit?
I'm not going to have to fight him for it. No way. I would love that suit, but...
You don't have a suit with sequins on it?
I don't. I don't think I'm cool enough to be able to rock that, or confident enough.
Okay. Well, let's see what the Chicago Bears do. Meanwhile, we just talked about the Raiders. They'll be on a clock after the Detroit Lions. Ashton Jeanty on his way to the Las Vegas Raiders. Yesterday, he spoke to Westwood One, and he talked about what the Raiders are going to get with him.
Man, they're just getting a dog, man. Somebody's going to lay it on the line each and every week, you know, with the guys he's out there. I mean, Max Crosby hit me yesterday. He said, man, I'm excited to be, you know, possibly going to war with you. And, you know, I'm ready to go to war with everybody over there.
Yeah, look at Max Crosby. He's so spoiling the entire draft process for Ashton Jeanty. Yeah, the Detroit Lions are on the clock. We're waiting to see what the Bears do. And then by the time we come back from break, we should have an idea of what the Raiders do as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're almost at the end of the second round. Shedeur Sanders still not drafted. We'll keep you updated. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.